the X's and O's.
It's caught. Touchdown, DeAndre Hopkins.
It's the radio shows.
Those things helps a team and helps the morale of a team. Helps that positive vibe that you need.
It's exclusive and in-depth conversations with the GM.
I'm wanting to make sure that we position ourselves for the balance of the season.
It's all that and more. And it's Texans Weekly, starting right now. Texans Weekly is brought to you in part by Amegy Bank, the official bank of the Houston Texans. And by Verizon, America's largest 4G LTE network. Now, here's your host, Patty Smith.
Hi, everyone, and welcome into this week's edition of Texans Weekly, your Houston Texans coming off the bye week and preparing to take on Andrew Luck and the Indianapolis Colts on Sunday night. Now, Case Keenum will be making his first start here in Houston on Battle Red Day as well, and we'll have more on that a little bit later on in the show. But first up, let's head on out to the Verizon Wireless Players Show, where Chris Myers and Wade Smith join Mark Vandermeer and John Lopez.
Okay, gentlemen, well, let's get right to it. First of all, how was the off week, Chris?
It was good. We kind of just hung in town and relaxed here. Actually had some family in town and just kind of laid low for a little bit and caught up on some errands that we had to run throughout the time. I mean, coming up on Halloween time, so getting some costumes ready and stuff.
What are the Halloween costumes?
We were the whole cast from The Little Mermaid.
Oh, God. Sounds about right.
That was...
Wait, what were you?
He was Ariel, of course.
That was my oldest daughter's choice. She wanted the whole family to be the cast from The Little Mermaid.
So let me guess. What were you? God, I saw that movie 785 times.
I've only seen it like once.
Oh, my God. My kids, that was prime time.
Who sings Under the Sea? Is it a lobster or something?
No, you were the crab.
No. My youngest boy was Sebastian, and I was King Triton.
Oh, that's obvious.
What about you, Wade?
Iron Patriot.
Okay. Now, hey, did the team have its Halloween party yet? I take it you guys have.
We just had it last night.
Oh, you did? Okay. Now, maybe we can get into this later. All right. We'll put the polygraph on you guys and see if we can get some truth on who was what. Yates tweeted something about him being in a gorilla suit. I saw a photo on that. So we can maybe get some more information on these guys as to who was what.
Oh, my God.
All right. You're looking at a photo that Myers handed you.
That's awesome.
What is this?
That's like professionally done.
I'm like, King Triton.
As Triton.
See, this, I couldn't pull this off.
Yeah, you couldn't.
This is like Fabio as King Triton.
Yes, you couldn't.
I don't ever have hair, so when I do, I make it look good.
All right, so what do you make of this, though, Chris? The situation, 2-5. I mean, you and I were talking briefly. It's just a bizarre season so far.
It definitely is. It's nowhere where we anticipated or wanted to be, obviously. Things happen throughout the season that you can't control sometimes, and throughout this first half of the season, a lot of games just didn't bounce our way, especially a handful of them. And we had a couple of them in the wraps and let them go. I mean, we could be sitting here easily at 4-3 or 5-2 as opposed to 2-5. But, you know, when you can't finish those games out and things don't bounce your way sometimes and, mistakes are made, you're sitting here and you're kind of like, twiddling your thumbs trying to figure out exactly what you need to do to be able to correct this. That's what we're doing this bye week. We took a lot of downtime, and we've been able to try and be able to pick some places. And we have injuries. I mean, there's some injuries on the defensive side of the ball that have been affecting us. So we got to be able to kind of make those corrections.
Now, Wade, obviously big news yesterday, new starting quarterback, and it's Gary's decision, by performance. So, kind of compare and contrast, or at least offer what Case Keenum from what you've seen already and brings to the squad.
I think Case is the type of guy that comes in there. He doesn't, the game isn't too big for him. When he was in the huddle and we're making our drives, we're in a extreme hostile environment in Kansas City, loud. There was no wide eyes. There was none of that. He took the reins and he led us. And as an offensive lineman, that's all you can ask for. The type of guy, he can extend plays, makes plays. And, I think Case did a great job.
Well, now, Chris, I mean, you're close with a lot of guys, but, Matt Schaub was your quarterback. I mean, that had to be as tough on you, if not quite as tough as hit on him, but has to be as tough on you as anybody, and yet, boom, you got another quarterback that you have to be loyal to and be good with right off the bat. I mean, that had to be a weird emotion for you.
I mean, it's different. I mean, since I've been here, it's always been Matt being the guy, and he's been out a couple games. I mean, even my first year here, Sage Rosenfels came in when he got hurt, and obviously TJ in 2011, and it is what it is. When Matt has to go down and something happens, another player comes in, and it's obviously more of a spotlight because it's a quarterback position. But throughout the week of practice, you kind of try and get used to all the quarterbacks that you may have a chance of possibly working with. So it's not something that was brand new for, mm-hmm. for us, myself and Case. But you roll with it. And obviously there's that, bond that you get with your starting quarterback for years upon years. But that's the way the league works. Mm-hmm. And there's no one else that's more competitive than Matt. And you guys know that. But this is what the coaching staff is going to be able to make the decision to go on with Case right now. And we'll go from there.
Chris, he doesn't take a lot of snaps, or didn't in the first game, from center. It's been a lot of shotgun, a lot of the pistol, and that kind of thing. How is that different for you, going through almost an entire game, either shotgun, pistol, which is a shorter shotgun for those listening? Talk about that dynamic for you as a center.
I got to make sure my equilibrium is definitely on point, because our silent cadence has me shaking my head a bunch. So it's something that we kind of started this year, had a little bit last year, this pistol stuff. But it's kind of making a new aspect for our offense and the defense to have to respect. And we came out last week, like Wade said, in a hostile environment, mm-hmm. wanting to be able to switch it up and give them a new look. And we did it the whole game. And I think as an offense, it worked a little bit, and it kept them on their toes. And it's something that we're always going to be able to have in our arsenal, our game plan.
A lot of fans are asking questions. How does this, or how did it, affect the locker room? And that becomes sort of a sports cliche, guys. But I know it's a very real thing to you guys. This is where you work. So what about the locker room, Chris?
I don't think it affects the locker room one bit. No, obviously, like I said before, having Matt being the guy and being our team captain and not playing now. But Matt, TJ, and Case have had a relationship since day one the last couple of years. They're mm-hmm. all, like, the closest guys, and they hang out outside of football as well. I mean, just last night at the Halloween party, everyone's there. It's not like it's affecting their off-the-field relationship, so it's not making it an awkward situation, because they understand this is the way the business works, like Wade said. But it does, affect the mental approach to the game. Obviously, Case is preparing like a starter now, and it affects certain things, but we're still all the same guys. And that's the one thing about this team. No one's too big for the game, so everyone's staying locked down and on the same playing field.
All right, we have to take our first time out here on Texans Weekly, but don't go away. When we come back, we'll sit down for our weekly visit with General Manager Rick Smith. Stay with us. Welcome back to Texans Weekly. Joining me now, General Manager Rick Smith, coming off the bye week. You get some time off? You weren't busy at all, were you?
Got a little time off, but, obviously we had some roster moves to make, and so we got a little bit of a break, but wanting to make sure that we position ourselves, for the balance of the season.
Well, let's start right there with those roster moves. Obviously, running back situation first and foremost, with the hamstring to Arian Foster, the ribs to Ben Tate, kind of getting caught in the situation we did in Kansas City, being a little bit short. You bring in three guys here, all three guys we're very familiar with. Just kind of take us through the process of finding them and what you're hoping to accomplish with them.
Well, obviously we've got to make sure that the position is manned, and so that's what we want, wanted to make sure that we accomplished. And you're right, all three guys had been here. They understand the system. They know the way that we operate. So that was important. Deji, obviously, we signed, he was, on the street, but DJ was on Cleveland's practice squad, and Ray had done a nice job over the last few weeks. I think Gary has even commented publicly on the fact that we have noticed him in practice for the last few weeks continuing to improve, and so it was an opportunity for him as well. So that's kind of what happened. Obviously, we also had some issues with Brian Cushing and his unfortunate injury again to that knee, and so we had to make some moves at the linebacker position, and so brought in two guys that as the season progresses, what we do, Patty, is we have workouts on Tuesdays, and that's primarily centered around position groups that we think that we might need to go and add players, and so we had worked out some players at the linebacker position. The two gentlemen that we signed, we had worked out before and felt good about them in their workouts, and so we were able to add them as well.
So it's kind of interesting, because adding this many guys sort of at the same time with the injuries, and just from your standpoint, kind of a little overwhelming almost, just to have to kind of fill that many spots. And I guess the fortunate side of it is you had the bye week and a little extra time to do it.
Yeah, and not overwhelming. I mean, it's just a part of our game. We talk all the time about injuries, and you've got to be prepared. Brian Gardner and our pro department, they do an excellent job of making sure that we have all those lists prepared and ready. We also added a young man on our practice squad, Stephen Terrell from Texas A&M, as a safety as well. So we had another additional move when we elevated Ray Graham to the active roster. Then that created a spot on the practice squad as well. So you're always juggling, and that's just a part of what we do, you know, as we you know, manage the roster during the season.
So is it safe to say that even before these things happen, you've already got all these things in place, and it just so happens to be that it was a running back position or it was linebackers, where if it happens somewhere else, you kind of throughout the course of the season are sort of ready for this even before it happens?
Yeah, I mean, that's part of what we do in terms of roster management. We've got what we call emergency lists, and so whenever we have a position of need, we know the guys that are available, whether they are on other people's practice squads or whether they're people that are on the street. That are free agents and that are prepared and in shape and ready to go. We have to have those lists because you never know what's going to happen on Sunday.
Frustrating for you, or you just accepted that kind of goes with the territory, that here you've spent so much time in the off season before the season starts, getting this team together, getting your rosters right, getting everybody healthy, starting out the season with all its potential, and then seeing these key players just drop. And you know you have to just, the sun comes up tomorrow and you've got to replace them and kind of do your job, but just kind of almost makes you want to pull your hair out a little bit?
Well, no, it's a part of it. And, you know, if you're in this game long enough, you come to realize that you have to have depth on your football team, and then you also have to, you know, you've got to have a quality personnel department that's ready to man the team when you have these injuries. And, you know, unfortunately, if they happen at one particular position, you know, like last year, for example, our linebackers went down. So we had a bunch of linebackers, you know, that we had to replace. This year, just so happened in one game, we've got two running backs that go down. And so when it happens in bunches like that at a particular position, it makes it a little bit more difficult, but just a part of what we have to do.
Some satisfaction for you to see a guy like Case Keenum, who went undrafted, and you've got him kind of finding those diamonds in the rough to watch him have success, or guys like Arian Foster. It's kind of, I'm not going to say it's easy just to, you know, hit on a first-round draft choice, but those guys way deeper down, and especially these undrafted kids.
Well, those are the fun stories, because you always like when a guy maximizes his opportunity. And in both cases, you know, both guys came in and they just put their heads down and they went to work and they learned and they've had their opportunities and they made the most of them. And so hopefully Case continues to do that.
All right, at this point in the season, obviously not where you want to be, but with the Colts coming in, just your thoughts on what you see from them and just how important this matchup is.
Yeah, it's very important. I mean, obviously we're talking about a division opponent and a team that's playing good football. I mean, they have done a nice job. Ryan Grigson is their general manager, you know, and their head coach has done a nice job of assembling players that believe in what they're doing. I mean, they're not a very, you know, overly complicated scheme, either offensively or defensively, but what you see on tape is a group of men playing hard and playing aggressively. And so, you know, they're going to come in here ready to go. And like you said, it's going to be, you know, battle red jerseys in our place on a Sunday night, so it'll be exciting. And I think our guys will play well.
All right, looking forward to it. Thank you so much, as always.
Thanks.
We have to take a time out here on Texans Weekly, but don't go away. When we'll come back, we'll find out what the rest of the team has to say about the Colts. Stay with us. Welcome back to Texans Weekly. As I mentioned, the Indianapolis Colts coming to Reliance Stadium on Sunday night for the primetime matchup against the 2-5 Houston Texans. Colts coming in at 5-2. This one, a crucial game for the Houston Texans, and here's what they had to say.
It's the only game that matters, man. You know, I know what I said last week, you know, far as, you know, from here on out what it takes, but, I mean, this is the only game that matters. It's a division game, you know, and we need it. We need it badly. You know, so, but there's no pressure. You know, it's just us going out and play football, playing our game. You know, everybody doing and knowing their role in their job.
Every time we play them, it's a great game. So, you know, they have a lot of talent over there. I mean, they're playing real good right now as a team. Defensively, you know, they have great pass rusher. I think he's leading the league in sacks right now. Whole secondary, I mean, they play great as a whole, so you know, it'd be a challenge for us, but we'll be up for it.
Every game for me is a must win. I mean, you know me, man. There's every single game is a must win for me, and I attack every single game with the exact same mindset, and that's do absolutely whatever it takes to win the football game.
I would take one final time out here on Texans Weekly, but don't go away. When we come back, we'll continue following our radio guys and head out to the Houston Texans Grill and check in with Antonio Smith. Stay with us.
Texans Weekly has been brought to you in part by Amegy Bank of Texas, the official bank of the Houston Texans. And by Verizon, America's largest 4G LTE network.
Welcome back to Texans Weekly. Time now to head out to the Houston Texans Grill. And it was Halloween night for the Antonio Smith Show. Mark Vandermeer was dressed up as Howard Stern. DP Sidhu was doing a little Run DMC. Drew Doherty was a little scary, just as himself. And our ninja was a cowboy.
Clearly, it is tough situation. You know, we talked about it last week, but here you are going into the Colts game, and you got a new quarterback. You got Case Keenum. We talked about, you know, a little bit about what might happen prior to Kansas City, but the announcement wasn't made the last time we did an Antonio Smith show, because last week, bye week, you weren't on the show. Keenan McCardell, by the way, says hello, and he filled in for you. But what do you make of it as you have a new quarterback under center on Sunday? Of course, it's his second game, Case Keenum.
I thought when somebody told me when we left it, Coop had announced that Matt was the starter, so when I got back, it was a surprise to see that Case is starting. But like I keep telling people, man, the kid brings energy. You know, he brings energy, and that is contagious, especially when you in the funk that we're in. You know, and you seen how he came and lit it up. You know, the first half of last game. So hopefully, you know, he'd have matured a little bit and he can light it up all fourth quarter.
Hey, Antonio, you talk about how it's contagious, and I think it's pretty easy to understand why it's contagious to guys on the offensive side of the ball, but explain how it's contagious to guys on the defense.
Because, you know, when your offense is all excited and making plays, you know, it makes you want to make plays and get all excited, and all it takes is one play, and it can light up a whole team for the rest of the game, you know. It's also vice versa, too. It can take a bad play and mess you up, too, but, you know, when you got somebody out there that's got that high energy, you know, up tempo style of play, and something good does happen, I'm telling you, it's like lightning, like lightning strikes.
Is it going to be different with Case starting in Houston because he's got such a huge hometown following? I mean, this is such a unique situation for a backup quarterback to step into. He's coming in and everybody already knows who he is, so
yeah.
That extra energy at Reliant, how is, you know, is that going to feed into the defense as well?
To be perfectly honest, that he's probably in the best situation for success as he's ever going to get in, you know.
Everybody already loves him.
Everybody loves him. Everybody been cheering for him and waiting to see him. He's already a legend in Houston, so I reckon that our stadium is going to be pretty loud this week.
And it'll be red, too.
Yes, yes, yes.
It'll be like always, good old times for him.
I love Battle Red. I know, think I play some of my best games in Battle Red.
You do like it. A lot of the guys like it. I think a lot of the guys, their favorite uniform's red.
The red one. I don't know what it does. I had two sacks in a row. Battle Red last
You did, that's right. Okay, there we go.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hoping for good things. By the way, while we're on the subject, red tops and pants or just the white pants? Is this the better way to go? I think the players kind of dictated that we go back to white pants with the red jerseys.
I think that it was a bad record with the full red, you know, but I'm not against all red. I think that it was if you got your dress code right, if you know how to, you know, get your dress conduct right, it look good, you know. Everybody don't look good on them. You gotta have your cleats right, color combination, get the socks, you know, high whites, you know, then you be looking good. But sometimes just red all over just don't look right if you don't know what you're doing.
Do you feel like things are kind of turning around a little bit, getting a couple of takeaways, that you've broken the seal on that sort of thing?
Definitely. Definitely it felt that way. And it felt that way, like I said before in weeks past, that positive reinforcement, man, makes it does wonders for you. You know, you've been practicing and fighting hard to get turnovers in practice, chasing your running backs down the field, trying to knock the ball out of the hand, starting fights because running backs don't like you doing that in practice. And then all of a sudden, you're doing it again. JJ comes up behind him and hits him, you know, right how you do it when you tackle him in practice from the back, and the ball comes out. We get the ball, you know, it helps our team out. Interception, you know, it helps your team out. Those things helps a team and helps the morale of a team, helps that positive vibe that you need.
You know, you talk about positive vibes before maybe the biggest late defensive play of the game. It was a 3rd-and-4, about 2.5 minutes to play. They're in a timeout, And Blurred Lines comes on over the loudspeaker at Arrowhead Stadium, and I look over and I see you doing some sort of dance, and you're having a good time, and then JJ starts dancing.
Yeah.
So it looks like you guys are having some fun, and then you guys break up a pass. They got a punt. Now, offense wasn't able to, team wasn't able to capitalize, but on that play, you guys are having fun. You break it up, and it looks like it's, you know, you got your mojo back, to so to speak.
When you really look at it, that's how we play. And that's something that I had said to the defensive line. You know, I've been trying to kind of get it over to everybody, but, you know, everybody, they kind of take the things different. And I said that to the defensive line, that this second half of this game, we're going to be us. We're going to have our swagger back. We're going to have fun. We're going to go out here and light it up. JJ, I want you to be that dancing JJ. That JJ that's out there with confidence. Let me see that JJ, you know. Came out the locker room. He's like, that's all I needed to hear.
That's good.
He said, I've been feeling like I shouldn't be that, JJ. I said, no, man, be yourself. Don't never let nobody take anything away from you over their perceptions or why you do things. You know how genuine your heart is. I know that you are genuine. Be you. And he has exactly what he went out there and did.
Great stuff as always, but that's going to do it for this week's show. We hope you enjoyed it. But be sure to tune in on Sunday before the Colts game out here at Reliance Stadium live, 5:30 p.m. for Texans Countdown Live. And then after the game, switch back over to Fox Sports Southwest for Texans Wrap Live, where we will wrap it all up with live interviews, Tony Banks and Dave Raymond doing the analysis from the studio. Have a great weekend, everyone.